are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Of course, we are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. Got a lot to talk about. So what's going on here? In Brazil, apparently, in a Brazilian jail, prisoners could possibly get some days off their jail sentences. And you want to know what they have to do? If they read. If they read and write an essay on these books, they could possibly trim 48 days off their sentence. I think that's brilliant. Now, I don't know what books. Let's read this. Hopefully not books about, you know, assassinating people and crime or, you know, bloody vampire books. They say some of Brazil's most notorious inmates will be offered the chance to trim time off their jail sentences by reading books. No cliff notes. The government has announced that they will have 4 days knocked off their sentence for every book they read. They will be able to read up to 12 works of literature, philosophy, science, or classics. I always liked Beezus and Ramona. That was one of my favorites. This means they will be entitled to lose 48 days off their sentence each year. Wow. Prisoners will have up to 4 weeks to read each book and write an essay. What do they use for writing instruments? I didn't think inmates were allowed to have pencils or pens because they could stab each other with them. Or maybe they type. Maybe they write the essay by type. Maybe they have access to like a word processing software. I don't know. To qualify for the number of days to be reduced, they must make correct use of paragraphs, be free of corrections, and use margins. This is pretty cool stuff. The notice published yesterday also stated the handwriting would be under scrutiny and inmates must demonstrate legible, joined-up writing. A special panel will decide which inmates are eligible to participate in the program, dubbed, quote-unquote, redemption through reading. A person could leave prison more enlightened and with an enlarged vision of the world, says Sao Paulo lawyer Andre Cady, who heads a book donation project for prisons. Without doubt, they will leave a better person. The country already has a crowded federal penitentiary system, so it is hoped this initiative will ease the number of prisoners in jail. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, given that the books are appropriate books, I mean, we don't want to, we don't want to proselytize anybody. I mean, you don't want to, you know, give them reading material that will, force them to believe one way or another. But if we're talking about having them read some Shakespeare, having them read some John Steinbeck, some Mark Twain, and then writing an essay, you know, do busy work that will, that's why I love these programs where, you know, prisoners have some vocational classes such that if they go back out and onto the streets, they can hopefully do something productive. I think it's brilliant. Brilliant. It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. But we got more Brazil news. All right. Apparently, a Brazilian housewife finds a rubber condom in her tomato paste. And I guess Unilever, which is the company, Unilever, has been fined by a Brazilian court for allowing this to happen. Cynthia Maierle and her family had already eaten the meal prepared with the paste when she discovered the rubber condom as she poured the remainder into a storage jar. Miss Maierle from Rio Grande do Sul, southern Brazil, took the tin of Knorr tomato paste, you know, K-N-O-R-R, Knorr tomato paste, and its contents to the local university for analysis. And I'm sure the university is going to spend many dollars of research grants to analyze the condom. She claims that Unilever refused to believe that a condom had been found inside the product. The company told Brazil's Supreme Court that the offending article could not have been inserted into the tin at the factory because the process is fully mechanized. But, you know, if somebody decides to have sex, first of all, if there's a condom, that would imply that one, there's a male worker and there's a female worker, and the male worker used the condom in during some sort of time frame during the manufacturing process, flung it into one of these cans before they were sealed. Yes, it could happen. It just, when do you have time to have sex at work? The court ruled in her favor and awarded her, from what I understand, over $1,000 for moral damages she claimed to have suffered. Wow. You know what the kids in my class did to me? They would always put condoms in my textbooks. And I'd open it up. You know, and it would be out of the wrapper. I couldn't tell if it was used or not because I never had seen a condom on my own when I was in school. But, and they used to do that to me all the time. I would have never thought of suing. I just giggled. And I flung it at whoever was giggling the loudest because it was probably their fault. And I wiped off the book and went on my merry day. You know, oh, but they ate from the tomato paste. Oh, that's right. Okay, then yeah, there should be some monetary compensation. She says, it was the most horrible thing that's ever happened to me. I think it will stay in my memory for a very long time. Get over it. It was a condom. Just, you know, make sure you check yourselves for HIV and hepatitis. Not that you could really get it, you know, from a tomato paste soaked condom. But if you're worried, definitely get some STD testing. And I guess the company was founded in England in the 1890s, and it is the world's leading manufacturers of consumer goods. They also do Bertolli, Walls, Flora, and Knorr. All right. So look before you leap. Look before you eat. And for any of you in a manufacturing plant, can you please walk the condom over to a garbage? Is it really that difficult? I mean, you should probably walk your mate anyway. I mean, I just can't imagine you guys finding the time to sneak under one of the, assembly belts, being able to do that, and then you fling the condom. That is disgusting because I'm sure the contents were in there. Oh, that's tomato paste. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and a mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,623.53, $811.77 for a half ounce, or $405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,623.53, $811.77, and $405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jim from Dallas writes, Doctor, I'm opening up a catering business. How do I get the word out on Twitter, Facebook, etc.? I'm trying to support my family, and I want to do this right. I love being asked economic questions. That's cool. Great question. First of all, good luck with that. That's wonderful. You know, this whole social media thing with Facebook and Twitter, unfortunately, if you would have started your business a few years ago, you probably would have gotten a little better publicity. My worry is it's so cluttered. You know, and I see what a lot of companies are doing and businesses are doing. They add you as a friend, because that's the only way they could connect to you and send you all their spam, is if they connect to you on Facebook. So they connect on Facebook, and then they start sending you messages, and then they send you emails, and then they create events. And many of us are just immune to it now. And I almost think it could hurt the business in that way. I mean, you do need a Facebook account. You do need a Twitter account. Unfortunately, for some reason, society now has gone that way where if you don't, you're not taking advantage of, you know, some free advertising that's out there. I mean, everybody seems to have a Twitter account. Everybody seems to have a Facebook account. Everybody seems to be getting an app. But apps can cost money, though. I mean, we have the Dr. Dahlia app, which is great. We have it on Droid. We're hopefully going to get it on iPhone, but that takes a while. And from what I understand, it is costlier. You know, so that maybe you could do like a, you know, catering app that gives, little, tidbits on recipes and things like that. You know, like I would love to create a medical app where, it gives you first aid advice, gives you medical tips of the day, et cetera. Unfortunately, those are pretty expensive to do, so I haven't been able to do that yet. Luckily, the app I have now gives people my shows, and there's so much information in that, you know, I don't see people going past the 3 hours and then wanting more medical tidbits, but I'd like to come up with something like that. So yeah, I mean, Twitter and Facebook is free advertising, so you might as well get on there, but, you know, to expand a business, especially something like catering, and to get the word out, I mean, again, it's going to have to be, you know, word of mouth, but one thing I always recommend is get involved with charities. One of the best things you could do, if it's really not going to cost you a lot of money, is cater one of the smaller events, or maybe cater the desserts, let's say, of a charity event. And have your information there. Usually at the charity event, whoever's running it will give love your way. I mean, they'll say, you know, look, we got John's Catering, etc. By the way, calling the Dr. Dahlia show and having me talking about your catering business probably helps, but he didn't give the catering thing, so I'm not doing a commercial for him, but that's probably smart too. You know, call saying, hi, my name is Mr. John's Catering. Yeah. In Dallas. But anyway, that's always a good place to start. All right. And, sometimes the person running the event will say, look, we want to thank John Catering. They're the ones that provided the desserts or provided the appetizers. They were amazing. Please utilize him, and thank him for showing support. I mean, sometimes when you help charities out, it does give you some exposure. It lets people try the food, gets the word out. So that's something you could do in the meantime if you aren't putting out a lot of overhead. I mean, it's better than, you know, sitting home not working. But again, it's word of mouth. You want to make sure you have a good product. You know, and then, try to break in the business that way. Again, be really careful with the social media, but you do have to have a presence. You know, people say, Dahlia, should I be hiring people to do the social media? And do you hire people to do your social media? Does it look like with my spelling and my grammatical errors that I actually have, employees doing that? I mean, that's me. I can't spell. I can't link my leaking verb to my adverb, and I dangle my participles all the time on Facebook. I'm surprised they haven't censored my account. But no, I really think it's kind of a waste of money unless you have to continually post to get attention. Like for example, one thing I'm extremely frustrated with Twitter is, let's say breaking news happens. So for example, the Supreme Court ruling, right? We have the Supreme Court ruling. And I posted that. But if you are already following 10,000 people on Twitter, my post will probably occur at that point in time. And then 15 minutes later, 30 minutes later, you forget about my post because there's all these other posts. So if somebody is going to do Twitter correctly or Facebook correctly, you almost need to repost the same thing every 15 minutes as a news update. Now, that could be extremely annoying, and you may need to say retweet or something like that, but the problem is, many of us, we post and we go, and that's not really effective. And for people just logging on or people that have too many, because again, you could post something, and by the time the other 10,000 people have posted, your thing never gets read. So you almost need to do it continually. And if you need to do it continually, then that's what your hired employee should do. If the hired employee is doing what you're doing, where every now and then you post and leave, I'd save the money. But for any of you that actually were hired and are getting a paycheck for running social media, figure out how to master the news or whatever you're trying to push, with whether it's a car company, whether it's a sale, whether it's Maggiano's pizza, whatever you're doing, you know, make sure you repeatedly put that, because otherwise your message that you put out at 7:22 in the morning is going to be completely long gone and wasted. And if that's a message you want to do, don't think that just because you tweeted it at 7:22, somebody at 5 o'clock at night is going to go back and read it. Not going to happen. And these feeds, where you're getting the information on these feeds, like CNN, how many of you are watching CNN or Fox at lunchtime and go, you want to know what? I want to know what CNN said at 8 in the morning. So I'm going to try to go back to the CNN website and see what they did. You don't do that. You go, look, if you're not going to repeat it now, I guess it's not important. So you have to remember to repeat things as you go. It's much more important. Great question, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what's this? They say that we could give electrical shocks to the brain to stop people from binge eating. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really, a team from University of Pennsylvania thinks that deep brain stimulation can reduce the desire to eat by giving people a zap of electricity to the brain. Now, we're already using this for Parkinson's, neurological, psychiatric disorders, depression, etc. But because it doesn't, quote-unquote, destroy any part of the brain, doesn't cause pain. I mean, wow, I'll wear the hat. I'll wear the hat all day long and let it zap if it decreases appetite. Study author Dr. Casey Halpern says doing brain surgery for obesity treatment is a controversial idea. However, binge eating is a common feature of obese patients that frequently associated with suboptimal outcomes. Don't think they're doing surgery. People call a procedure surgery sometimes. Yes, I'll get that email all the time by some of you. They'll say, my doctor's misbilling my insurance company. He did a pap smear, but I'm being billed for something surgery, and it's either $50 or $75. Sometimes, unfortunately, the insurance companies will translate a code and dump it either under office visit or surgery. So if they're using a pap smear tray or if they're doing a procedure, it'll be lumped under surgery. So that's just semantics, okay? Apparently, in tests, the electrical shock to the brain reduced the desire to overeat in mice, and the researchers think it could have the same effect in humans. The region of the brain called the nucleus accumbens is known to be deregulated in both rodents and people who binge eat. Therefore, or dysregulated, doesn't work well. Dr. Halpern and his coworkers targeted that brain region with deep brain stimulation in a strain of obesity-prone mice. The procedure involved implanting an electrode in the nucleus accumbens. Oh, so it is a procedure. It is a surgery. Wires connected the electrode to an electrical neurostimulator, a device similar to a pacemaker when switched on. The stimulator triggers the electrode to deliver continuous electrical pulses to the brain. Wait a second. So you're gonna have people walk around with a transmitter in their nucleus accumbens? After recovering from surgery, the mice received high-fat food at the same time every day for 1 hour. Don't be sticking something in our brains. Oh, it is surgery then. Man. Okay, number one, they make me look stupid. Number two, they're getting us all excited about something that's going to be implanted in our brain. I don't know if I like that. I'd rather recommend the lap band. All right, so after recovering from surgery, the mice were happy. They stopped binge eating. Binge eating is defined as consuming 25% or more of your usual daily caloric intake during a period of binging. For 1 week, mice consistently binge eating almost half of their daily calories during this 1 hour. And they obviously didn't gain the weight. So this study will be published in the Endocrine Society's 94th annual meeting in Houston. Don't all trip over yourselves trying to make that one. I think it's interesting. I mean, if you have somebody that really doesn't stop eating, using the electrical stimulation, when we do ECT, we really don't cut into the people's head to do it. I mean, but, you know, they may be on the right track. Just do something that's external. That's what I'd recommend. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So what's this? They say here that there are at least, there's multiple brands that will disappear in 2013, but this article from Fox Business lists some of them. The story was originally published by 24/7 Wall Street. All right. They have identified 10 important American brands that they predict are going to disappear by 2013. They think American Airlines will be a part of that. They say American Airlines will disappear in 2013 because of its inefficiency. It was the premier carrier for the U.S. for almost 30 years. Then it lost its critical advantage of scale when Northwest merged with Delta and Continental merged with United. Within 2 years, American Airlines became a medium-sized carrier. They used to have a good jingle. What was it? We're American Airlines, so the special in the air. That was great. Where's the jingle? Right? Remember America West had a good jingle? America OS, what we serve is you. And then they hit that high note. What we serve is you. See, I used to sing that all the time. And I took America West so I could sit there and sing the song. Of course, the flight attendants didn't want to hear me. But wow, I don't, that's a big, that is a bold prediction. They say research in motion is going to also go under in a year, they say. They predict. They say 5 years ago, Research in Motion was the only smartphone of any size and had almost the entire corporate market, but it failed to adapt its technology for consumer use. Apple launched the iPhone in 2007, and they took over. They say Pacific Sunwear is probably going to be gone within a year. What else did they say? Now, what did they base this on? They based this on, let me look at their, they based on a rapid fall in sales and steep losses, disclosures by the parent of the brand that it might go out of business. Oh, okay, well that, duh. Okay, well that's not using cojones to predict. That's kind of getting a clue. Rapidly rising costs that are extremely unlikely to be recouped through higher prices. Companies that are sold, companies that go into bankruptcy, companies that have lost the great majority of their customers, and operations with rapidly withering market share. You know, a part of this, they also said Suzuki. They said Suzuki. Avon is probably going, I love Avon. But see, here's the problem with Avon, and I don't know if it's a problem. It's good for us. You could get these products cheaper online. From what I understand, if you're an Avon lady or a Mary Kay lady, is that politically correct? Do we still call them Avon ladies? I think what happens is you have to purchase a whole bunch of the product, and then you have to sell it. And from what I understand, many of these people can't sell it, so they go on eBay to sell these products. So you could get Avon products cheaper on eBay. I guess that's what's happening. And so, you know, when your quote-unquote Avon ladies decide to stop purchasing the products because, you know, they don't want to go broke, especially with the recession, and that's what's hard with some of these companies where you have those multi-market level where, you know, you need people to sell in order for you to do well. It just, it doesn't, and it stinks because they do have good products. They say it's hard to find another large American company as bad off as Avon. Their longtime CEO, Andrea Jung, was ousted last year. Avon's new CEO was formerly of Johnson & Johnson. She has not run a public corporation, let alone one in big trouble, they say. Anyway, they also say Metro PCS. They say the Oakland Raiders are going to be gone in 2013. The Raiders will play, but they won't play in Oakland. That's kind of interesting. Salon, never heard of them. We already talked about Suzuki. Wait, why Suzuki? I want to read. What's going on with Suzuki? They sold 10,000 cars in the first 5 months of this year, which was 3.9% down. What do they have? What are some of their cars? I guess they say one sign Suzuki's having trouble selling its vehicles is that it offers an aggressive 0% financing package for 72 months on all its 2012 cars, trucks, and SUVs. And they still can't improve their position. Most of those cars do sell for less than 20 grand. I don't know why. Suzuki. You know, it's interesting. I don't watch a lot of the commercials, especially the car commercials. I TiVo everything. So I think a lot of these car commercials that have depended on TV and for their marketing, they're just not getting they're not getting the exposure. I mean, honestly, like my husband, he said Deadliest Catch is going to be really good tonight. And then, you know, I watch Hell's Kitchen and Master Chef, but I do my show 6 to 9 at night, Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern. So everything I watch is TiVo'd. And no, I'm not going to sit there during commercials. The only time we play commercials is if I need time to run to the bathroom and I'm too lazy to find the remote to hit pause. That's the only time commercials play in my house. Now, radio commercials, very important. Always listen to your radio commercials. Your radio commercials are what keep Dr. Dahlia on air. And good stuff. Sometimes you learn from these commercials, especially Freeze Dry Guy. Love it. So make sure you definitely listen to your radio commercials because you can't TiVo through those. All right, a lot of stuff we were talking about today. It looks like there's a birth control gel for men. It lowers sperm count. It's a mix of testosterone with a new synthetic progestin, nesterone, that doesn't have all the side effects that most progesterones do. Apparently, this was led by Dr. Christine Wang of the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute at Harvard UCLA Medical Center. She did find a drastic drop in sperm production without severe side effects. Still warrants further studies as a male contraceptive, but I think we could get a lot more men to use a gel contraceptive than to get a vasectomy. So I think that's good. Good job, Dr. Wang. Now, in news today, they say the ozone can actually harm the heart is as little as 2 hours. So air pollution, we've always known, can cause an issue with the heart, but we're talking about ozone here now. They say healthy young volunteers with no history of heart disease, we're talking healthy people, showed negative changes to their heart function after just 2 hours of exercising while being exposed to ozone. Now, this is going to be published in the journal Circulation. Again, don't fall over each other trying to get the journal. The changes included surges and markers of inflammation, as well as drops in levels of enzymes that break down clots in blood vessels, which are alterations that could possibly explain the link between air pollution to heart risk. The study was the first to document these changes caused by exposure to ozone, which is a major pollutant formed when the volatile organic compounds from industrial waste or car exhaust react with sunlight. Previous studies have linked exposure to ozone to heart problems, but not quantified how much. This is the first time where they said 2 hours. 23 young participants participated in 2 hours of intermittent exercise in a lab while being exposed to quote-unquote clean air and then to air containing 0.3 parts per million of ozone, which is usually a little higher than the amount of what we usually see in the U.S., but the peak level calculated in heavy polluted cities like Beijing, China, Mexico City. And I'm getting this from Time Healthland. They say, they said the level was equivalent to the amount of ozone someone in an average American city would be exposed to over the course of 7 to 8 hours. Then they compared readings on those various biological markers we just talked about with heart and lung function to kind of get a sense of the ozone's impact. And they found that there was a 99% jump in levels of interleukin-8, which is a marker for inflammation in the blood vessels, meaning the blood vessels were feeling inflamed. Remember, inflammation is bad. Inflammation could cause heart attacks. We talk about that all the time, including with teeth. They also showed a 42% drop in plasminogen levels, which lowers the body's ability to break up blood clots. So if you get a blood clot and your plasminogen is low, you can't break up the blood clot. When my father dropped dead of a heart attack, it was a massive heart attack. It was because of a blood clot. It was a clot that occurred when part of the blood vessel plaquing broke off. You need less inflammation and you need more plasminogen. So this is a pretty significant study. All right, so we know, also, wasn't there a study yesterday saying you're more prone to heart attacks when traffic is noisier? Again, anything that increases your stress hormones increases inflammation. It's the same story, different day. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Call in with your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sad news. It looks like Stockton, California is moving ahead, is right now, as we speak, finalizing their decision to file for bankruptcy. I mean, from what I understand, is this the first city in the United States to do this? As of now, right now, the city council is finishing their meeting to make it official and will file Chapter 9 bankruptcy tomorrow or Thursday. It's just the first of many cities where I believe this is going to, as a domino effect, I think more cities will probably come forward to do this as well. You know, I've been trying to read up on why this happened, and why not more cities yet, you know, why now? And, you know, because there are plenty of cities in California and around the country that are in equally bad position, but Stockton apparently, quote unquote, reached the cliff first. They say that state law requires the city to adopt a balanced budget by July 1, and the only way to do that, they say, since the negotiations with creditors have failed, is to file for bankruptcy protection. So because they can't adopt a balanced budget, and July 1 is coming up in a few days, they're filing for bankruptcy. All right, let me see. They also say during the first real estate boom era, the city wanted to improve the downtown area, and I guess I'm trying to see, there was some issue obviously with their spending. I'm trying to see what was some of what they did. And I know there was an issue with downtown. I'm trying to read as quickly as I can for you. I wanted to read this on break, but just break wasn't quick enough. We need more commercials, don't we? All right. Oh, but apparently the downtown product, the downtown project apparently, failed, especially during the real estate collapse. And Stockton was already in one of the epicenters, of course, with it being in the West, as well as the weak economy. So that was, I guess, one issue. And then there's very generous contracts to city employees. I heard about this, right? Apparently, the contracts they make with city workers are, I guess, pretty cush, from what I understand. And you could leave your job and still have lifetime medical coverage and benefits. And see, what had happened is some of the deals, from what I understand, Stockton made with city workers, is they would accept a short-term pay cut in exchange for benefits like lifetime medical coverage. So in the short term, that reduced payroll costs, but now they have all these long these obligations for an extended period of time. And so, basically what they did is they cut off their nose to spite their face. Or what they did is they were penny-wise and pound foolish. And it's really unfortunate to see this happen. Really unfortunate. All right. Another thing that was unfortunate, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, was that Japanese gentleman who, remember, had his penis removed in a transgender surgery. Then he decided to give it to diners who knew what they were eating and spent a lot of money for that. Well, apparently Tokyo police are now investigating whether this actually was a crime. Now, Mayo Sugiyama, just to review, had his penis and testicles surgically removed and kept them frozen for 2 months. Then he decided to cook them at a public event in May. 20,000 yen, which was $250 a portion. The police probe came after the mayor of the Suganami Ward, the Tokyo district where the event took place, said it had involved the display of obscene objects. Many residents of Suganami and elsewhere, I guess, expressed a sense of discomfort and feeling of apprehension. Well, that's kind of embarrassing. Right? We don't want to think something like this happens in Tokyo every day. Sugiyama is a painter in his 20s who defines himself as asexual. And I guess I think what he did is he garnished them with mushrooms. I don't really remember. I don't want to get sick. Anyway, from what I understand, organ sales, processing of medical waste, there may have been some violation of laws with that. He did say that the penis was removed by a physician. I'm surprised the physician gave it to him. Usually the physician will use one of those garbage containers where you could just step on it, right? And it says biohazard, and he would plop the appendage there. Or he would probably have, some biohazard company take care of it. I'm not really familiar with doctors amputating penises and then giving them to the patients to take home and later cook and sell as dinner. Not really too familiar with that. But I guess he may be charged with a crime, so I know we're all waited with bated breath on that one. And we'll give you the scoop when we get it. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, and don't forget to download our Droid app. Now, remember that Georgia woman who had the flesh-eating disease and lost her limbs. She may be going home. Amy Copeland, 24 years old, who had fallen during a ziplining incident. I think it was one of those makeshift ziplines. Had fallen, acquired a flesh-eating disease bacteria that almost killed her. Now could possibly be going home. Now, she'll be moved to an inpatient rehab clinic, spend several weeks to kind of learn how to move herself with the aid of a wheelchair. Her left leg, right foot, both hands have been amputated. But she's very excited about getting out of the hospital. You kind of want to get out of the hospital because sometimes you could get exposed to flesh-eating bacteria in the hospital. So I'd want to get out of there as well. She had that necrotizing fasciitis, which we discussed and talked about how it spread so quickly. This had occurred May 1. So here we are, what, June 26? Look how long she was in the hospital for. The bacterial infection obviously emitted toxins, caused her, from what I think happened, she went into some sort of a shock. It cut off blood flow to parts of the body, destroyed muscle, fat, and skin. Plus, I think they wanted to avoid spread of the bacteria. She was even on a respirator. So it sounds like she's excited. She's smiling. Her condition was upgraded from serious to good. Hopefully she'll be able to go home after her rehab treatment. And then hopefully they could fit her with prostheses. But very scary stuff. I had a patient who cut himself on a piece of metal, and he was like, Dahlia, I want to make sure I don't get flesh-eating bacteria, give you an antibiotic. Now, it was a dirty wound, so I did, because we were talking about his digits. You know, I didn't really want to mess with it, but I think everybody is a little freaked out about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. One thing I'm going to probably talk about this week is ways to take the edge off with smoking. Another study came out saying fruits and vegetables can help cut your nicotine craving. We've discussed this on the show, what foods, what's out there to help you decrease nicotine craving, so I'll probably review that later this week. But fruits and vegetables were at the top of the list. According to the results of a new study, cigarette smokers who ate fruits and vegetables on average 4 or more times per day were 3 times more likely to be tobacco-free 14 months later compared to those who didn't eat fruits and vegetables as often. They looked at 1,000 smokers who were 25 on up and had the participants answer surveys, told them to tell the truth about their smoking habits, fruit and vegetable intake. Then they watched them 14 months later, and they saw that these people who ate more fruits and vegetables did not go back into remission. Now, why is that? I don't know. I mean, maybe you feel healthier. Maybe your endorphins kick in because you think now you have some good things in your body. Maybe you're able to fight the cravings better because you're less vulnerable. You know, now milk, dairy products, coffee, red meat, and alcohol make cigarettes taste better. So maybe what it is milk, dairy products, fruits, and vegetables make the taste of cigarettes worse. Studies also suggest that maybe cravings for food and cigarettes are linked and then often confused with one another. So if you're eating high-fiber vegetables, fruit, you feel more full. You don't feel as hungry. Because I got to tell you, a lot of my women will not quit smoking. Not because they can't. They say, Dr. Dahlia, I could quit smoking. It's just, if I do, I'll eat. So I think many people have trained themselves to smoke when they get hungry. And if you reverse that, you can hopefully get off smoking. All right, guys, great show. Can I wait to talk to you tomorrow? Don't forget, Droid users, to download the iPhone app, or I'm sorry, the Droid app for free. And we'll be back tomorrow. You all take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.